Yesterday in the in the industry leading magazine Talkers.
Yes.
Did you see the Talkers.com article? I will read the headlines for you non-industry people.
Okay.
Come December, it's double duty for WHPT Tampa's Mike Calta. That's me.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Morning drive personality Mike Calta applies his trade on Cox Media Group's Hot Talk WHPT Tampa. But beginning in December, he'll also be serving as co-host of the afternoon show with Greg Opie Hughes on Sirius XM. The cat was let out of the bag by comic Rich Voss and repeated in an article by Dan Jackson at Thrillist.com about the death of the shock jock. Not me, shock jock, just in general. Calta confirmed via Twitter that he will be starting with Opie in December and that in WHPT, work will continue. Regular Talkers readers remember that Opie, blah, 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 and Jim Norton, and it got messy, and this, that, and the other thing. So right now, the general consensus is that come December, I will be doing two shows. This morning show, and then an afternoon show with Opie on satellite radio.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that there is a correction in Talkers magazine today.
Yeah.
I did not say that. I did say it on a tweet, but I was making a joke because Rich Voss was on the air on their first day saying that I was going to be the co-host of the show, that I'd be a great, he was suggesting that I'd be a great co-host, and Opie said, yeah, but he's got his own gig in Tampa.
Right.
And I said, all right, well, it's out of the bag now. I'm going to go there. Because I'll be honest, there has been some talk about some stuff at satellite radio that's now seeming a little bit more real than ever. But in addition to this, I'm not going anywhere here. This isn't, wouldn't affect the morning show whatsoever. There has been some talk about some stuff. So this article at Thrillist, this guy Dan that I met while we were up at the Talkers convention, he asked me through an email before the article came out. He said, congratulations on the gig with Opie. That's a big deal, blah, blah, blah. And I wrote back and said, not 100% true. There's some talk about some things, but the tweet was a joke to Rich Voss, and it was tongue-in-cheek, and he said, oh, okay. And then he wrote it anyway in the article. I think the article was probably already out by the time he actually asked me about it. So they just ran with it. So today they printed a correction saying that they're not 100% sure. But I wanted to put that out there because I guess Opie talked about it on yesterday on the show too. And it's just John Brennan's texting me yesterday from out of town. He's with the corporate guys in Atlanta. Like, hey, these guys are asking me what's up. So I wouldn't do anything without giving the full information here first. But were you worried?
Oh, yeah.
What were you worried about?
I read that and I was like, in my head,
Spanish made like three references to it today, and I ignored all three.
I talked to Joe yesterday on the yesterday while we were at home, and I was like, "Did you read it?" And he goes, "Yeah, isn't that weird?" And I go, "So he's just slowly phasing me out, or phasing?
Oh, it'll be fast. It'll be fast
to New York, and then he's going to stop here, and then what do I do?"
Yeah, I can honestly say I don't think I'd leave here. I don't think I'd leave here. I'm 45 years old now. I don't have the desire to go to another city to do radio. I'm very happy here. There's a lot of places I want to live. I want to live in Chicago. I want to live in New York. I'd want to live in L.A. The only thing that would make me leave here, it would be for a ridiculous opportunity to do something more. It's not even money anymore. I get $14 million a year here.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
It's not like somebody's going to give me 16 over here. I'm going to be like, all right. So the only way, if L.A. said, hey, we'll put you on the radio and you have a TV gig or something, then I would be worth going to. Other than that, I'm very happy here. Now, if there's an opportunity to do a second thing from here somewhere, I would be into that.
Really?
I'd work that. Yeah, that's still in the works. I can tell you right now, I jumped the gun a little bit by talking about it, but there's something going on right now that could possibly happen, but it wouldn't affect this show whatsoever. I mean, this is my this is my bread and butter. This is my spot.
And by the way, Spanish, go ahead. You know how tired he's going to be. You think he's showing up late now? Oh, good grief. You start working another job. Oh, man.
But there's ways around that, man. We could make...
I have bunk beds in my office.
And there's things you could do to push back the start of the show while offering content so that you could catch up on that sleep.
Show will start at 6 a.m. every day. Will not affect anything.
All right.
6:02. Most days.
Spanish, don't feel bad because the second he tweeted that, I called Caitlin panicking at work. I went, he's going to New York.
Yeah.
He didn't tell anybody. What am I going to do?
You
are
saying,
you serious?
So then I texted him. Better.
By the way, did you notice nothing came from me?
Yeah.
I texted him a phishing answer. I went, hey, just want to say congratulations. And he shot me back, thanks. And I went, no, I wanted to know if you're going or not. That's
what I said. This morning I got him from downstairs and we're in the elevator and I was like, hey, congrats on the new gig up in New York. And he just went, yeah, thanks, appreciate it. And I was like,
Spanish asked me out of the break room. He was like, have you heard anything about this? I was like, no. And I was like, but Mike said it's not going to affect him, so he'll probably just like simulcast from his office.
But I wonder if
like,
you,
nope,
do
done.
You, guys genuinely think that I would go and take another job and just be like, well, see ya?
I don't know, man. I just hear, like, all I know. Like, this is what
like
happens.
Out of all the loyalty I've had to you guys, do you think that there'd be a chance that you'd find out about my plans changing through an article on the internet?
No, but my anxiety and the way my brain works is when I read that article, I started thinking about all the horror stories I've heard from everybody else who's like, I went into work today and my badge didn't work. And I was like, damn, if it was going to happen, in my mind, it would be like on a day where at night you'd be like, hey, it was great working with you. I love you, buddy. See ya.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
I'd be like,
I can assure you those words will never
happen. There are different levels of information that get disseminated, though. You know what I mean? Like, so you never know.
Right.
Like, I didn't think that was, you know, true, and I didn't. I know that we would talk about stuff before something happened, whatever. But I could see where other people would be like, all right, I guess this is, like, is this happening?
Like, when did you find out we were moving to mornings? Because I found out the day we announced it.
Not much earlier than that. I told you, I never wanted to do mornings. That's the absolute truth. Regardless of what you hear, I still don't want to do it. I wake up every morning, I'm like, I hate this.
And the job posting for the job that I have now was still afternoons, which is one of the reasons why I was so excited. Like, afternoons will be great. And then you had moved to mornings and then flew me down. And you said, hey, I didn't want to interview you before the transition because I didn't want you to come down and say, I love afternoons. I'm excited. And then we had to move to mornings. And I go, man, if you would have asked, that would have been the first thing. Yes, I can't wait to sleep.
By the way, I feel like we got tricked. I feel like I got tricked into doing mornings. Really do.
Yeah. Listen, they didn't come and say, we're thinking about putting Drew in the morning unless you want to do it. They didn't deliver it that way, or else I would have been like, yeah, no, Drew would be great in morning. In fact, if they want to come to me now and say, hey, what would you think about switching, just to make I go, yeah, I'm telling you right now, I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm in,
that would be fantastic.
Sure. Just don't touch my $14 million a year, and I don't care.
Outside of ratings times, we should do that with them and just switch the shows for a week and just see if
or
we like getting
year.
Up.
And, not for a whole year. Let's get it. Let's make
Do you
sure
know what it was
all?
Like? I watched the whole debate, and then I watched an hour's worth of content afterwards
after
on the news.
Debate? Oh, why would you do that to yourself?
It's the most important thing in the world now.
He's doing two shows. You need a lot of prep.
Goddamn Opie wants me to watch everything.
I know. That's son of a bitch.
He's not prepping. Lord knows he's not doing anything. Club Soda Kenny call me. Are you watching the debate? GH likes to make sure somebody's well informed. I got that going on.
No. Well, good for you. Congratulations.
On what?
I don't know. Whatever you got.
What? I wouldn't blame you if you kept that info secret, by the way, because contracts and stuff. There's guys I've worked for who, I get it, you have to keep things secret for a certain amount of time and then let everybody else
know. Wait, I'm confused. Are you doing the show with Opie or no?
Maybe.
Oh.
But I can tell you right now that the article that came out yesterday in Talkers was a little bit... a little bit too early. A little premature.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's just put it
Did
that
you
way.
Say squirrely?
I didn't say squirrely. It was a little premature.
There's other things mentioned in the article. I mean, it was mentioned in the article, so can I ask you about it on the air?
Sure.
It says that you will be filling in for Opie's program in December, schedule permitting. Do you know?
That's kind of how it started.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Cool.
So let's just leave it at that.
Awesome.
What?
It's cool, man. Every time, the one time I got to go up there with you, it's cool to walk through those hallways. That's a cool building to be in. It's cool to see guys
you'll go up
grew
there.
Up listening to being on the radio.
I'm not saying it's not happening. It's just not happening on the timeline in which Talkers thinks it's happening.
Right.
How do you like that?
It still hurts my feelings.
Oh,
why?
My brain hurts.
Why? So listen to me. Nothing will happen here with this morning show.
Right.
Everything, your lives will be the same.
Was your thought... He told everybody else and didn't tell
Something
you.
Like
yeah,
that.
See, I yeah. can see where that comes from because now
Something
I go,
like that.
I go, who else knows and who? Why right. wasn't I told?
Right, like I have a feeling like everything is already set in stone, and next week, John is going to call me in his office and be like, "Hey, bud, got some news."
So
got some
you
changes.
Think there's a possibility that I would accept another job and that would result in you losing your job
no.
and that I wouldn't say anything?
I don't think you would ever do anything to cause any type of harm to my job and employment status here.
Uh-huh.
But I do think that, you know, if the opportunity was there for you, you would take like you've always said, I would never blame you for taking a better opportunity.
But you think that I would do that if it jeopardized everybody else's job?
No, I don't.
If it was a better opportunity for you, like a much better opportunity
for
you.
Yeah, but you don't think that I would come to you first and say, hey,
I think you might like the day before.
Oh, my
like,
God. Hey, that's just, what you people think
just
of me?
Heads up. Tomorrow, John's going to be having a talk with you.
Rob's the first one to say no, but he's also the first one to say that he thought it for sure it was happening.
No, I think you would have things... you would make sure or at least get us to a place where we could fend for ourselves. You wouldn't go, oh, and you guys are on your own. Yeah.
Are but you hey, a goddamn puppy? What do you mean getting you to a place where you can fend for yourself?
This is a company that is seems
weaning
to,
you?
To move people around rather than just fire them all together, and that's what's cool about this company. So I think you would go, hey, let's repurpose these people rather than just getting rid of them
all together. You would end up on different shows. You would now be the producer of Roger and JP's show.
Yeah, or I press buttons.
Spanish would go to the Billy Madison show. Yeah, we're ready, Joe. You're good.
What?
Joe's going to innovate satellite radio.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.